Hello. May I come in? Thank you. You seem nervous. Am I not what you were expecting? Well, then enjoy it. Come on. We have dinner reservations, and it would be rude to stand them up. Hmm? Oh, the costume. Well, the raffle was for a dinner date with Wonder Woman, after all. And the outfit is part of it. Come on. Supergirl told me about this place, and I've been meaning to try it out for a while. And here we are again. I'm glad you opened up a little. It would have been awful just sitting there in silence with all those men staring at us. Oh, don't you put yourself down. They were staring at you, too. And why wouldn't they? You are very attractive. Sorry. Did that make you uncomfortable? I tend to forget about people's hang-ups. May I? On my home, the Misra, we have no men. Women are artisans, the farmers, and of course the warriors. I didn't even see a man until I was well into my adulthood. Please sit. It is your sofa, after all. I would hate to deprive you. On the Misra, we have no issue with physical pleasures between women. It is natural, after all. But here, in a man's world, some men seem to shame women publicly while watching such things behind closed doors. The hypocrisy is beyond my understanding, but I've gotten used to it. Then how do we what? Oh, children. We have none. We Amazonians were granted eternal life by the gods. My mother sculpted me from clay as a child and begged the gods to grant me life. They listened. We are still capable of sexual reproduction, but we have no need of it. Instead, we are free to peruse life pleasures as they find us. Many Amazonians form relationships that last many mortal lifetimes. Others do not. Neither is judged. As long as they are happy, what does it matter to others? And what of you? Have you ever? Only with men. Well, I assumed when you put your name in the raffle. Oh, your friend put it in for you. Well, then please thank her. I've had a very pleasant evening thanks to her. Have you ever thought about women sexually? Oh, I'm sorry if I seem forward, but I could not help notice the way you've been looking at me. No, please. I do not mind. After all, I told you, you are very attractive. So you have thought about it. Too scared of what might happen if you acted on those thoughts? I understand. Let me test a theory. Close your eyes. That's it. Did you like that? Would you like me to do it again? Yes? See? Not scary at all. Now, wouldn't you like to make the most of your night with me? Good. Don't worry. I'll guide you. Now, come here. Now, take your hand. And run it slowly along my leg. That's it. All right. Now take your dress off for me. That's it. Don't be embarrassed. I'm here for you. Good. Real good. Now lead me to your bedchamber. As comfortable as this sofa is, it is a poor substitute for a real bed. Now, lay down. This is the lasso of truth. If I bind you with it, you will have no choice but to tell me the truth. But I promise, if you let me, you will enjoy the experience more. Do I have your permission? Then remove your bra and give me your hands. Good. Now tell me the truth. Do you want this? Good. I would have been very disappointed had you said no. Do you like it when I kiss your neck? Would you like me to keep going? Oh, your breasts are exquisite. Oh, this hand? I just wanted to see how wet I was making you. I'd say very, giving out what your undergarments are. Do you want me to reach inside them? Yes. Then beg me. You heard me. Beg me for what you want. Beg me to tear off these feeble garments and teach you how an Amazon fucks. Good girl. Now, for your reward. Oh, how does that feel? My thumb on your clit? Good. And what if I were to slide this finger in? Oh, you like that, don't you? I think you're ready. But do you want it enough? Do you want to feel my tongue in that tight little cunt? Well then, mortal, beg. Beg for Diana, Princess of the Amazons, to show you the true meaning of pleasure. Louder. Louder. I want your neighbors to hear you. Oh, that's a good girl. How does that feel? My mouth on your wet little cunt. Oh, is it everything you hoped for? Everything you dreamed of. Do you want to come, little mortal? Well, then you know what to do. Pick me for it. Call out my name. That's it. Good girl. Oh, now come. You seem to enjoy that. Good. Because we aren't done yet. After all, I would be a poor teacher if I did not teach you how to make me come too. Stand up. Oh, yes, the lasso. Here. Now stand. Take off my armor. There's a clasp here, at the back. There. Now my undergarments. Take them off. Good. Now kneel. Good girl. Put your hands behind your back. There. The lasso is back on. Can you move? Good. Now kiss my thigh. Ah, very good. Work your way up. Slowly. Use your tongue. You like these legs, don't you? Long and firm. That's it. Now, kiss my cunt. Oh, yes, just like that. Again. Now run your tongue along my clit. Oh, yes, that's it. Faster. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, do I taste good? Then go deeper. Oh, just like that little morsel. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Faster now. Oh, I'm close. I'm yes. Oh, yes. Yes, faster, mortal. Like, harder. Oh, by Aphrodite, that was very impressive. Are you sure this was your first time? Well, then I should unlasso you. There. So, did you enjoy learning the Amazon way? Good. Well, I don't want to risk putting you in danger by making this a long-term thing, but that doesn't mean we can't have tonight. After all, I have so much to teach you.